You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
This is the DPHRO and Rothenberg podcast. Listen live weekday mornings from 5 to 8 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN. This is DPHRO and Rothenberg.
Go to the App Store. Go to ESPN New York. Spell out New York. Download the app.
Very easy.
I see it.
It's almost idiot-proof, right?
I hate to even say this. It's almost like they had idiots in mind.
It's almost like, let's make this thing so Rothenberg can use it. And they did. I sent myself a DM. We'll hear from that.
This is DPHRO and Rothenberg.
Can we get the date?
New York.
Ooh.
On 98.7 ESPN.
DPHRO Rothenberg with you in the big 7 o'clock hour, 98.7 ESPN. You know what? I don't know if you feel like this. Whenever I hear, there's probably 100 of them too. Certain drops, it never gets old. They never, ever, ever get old. Like calls.
New York.
Ooh.
Like calls. They like me singing some of those certain songs.
Top of the morning.
You talking about like what is that thing at the
good
you
know, time?
That flat top thing they have. Like I could hear them on a loop, and I would never get tired of them.
This is the beauty of the Thursday Open, though. This is what Santi and I do. Like when
you go to a diner
Zoom,
and you can sit up by the flat top. What is that called?
The counter.
Yeah, the counter.
I couldn't think of it.
I know, but you could describe it like you're a thesaurus.
I can remember sitting at it.
Counter.
Like I thought it was a special name.
These special stools, and you go up and you sit in them, and then there's a space where they put the muffins and the donuts, and like Flo will walk up and take your order. What do we call that? That thing? The counter? Right, the counter.
It's one of my greatest childhood memories too.
It's Damer and DePietro, and
because I listen, I think your grandparents had a bodega with a counter, right?
Yep, correct.
See,
my grandfather. Yep.
See,
he said the cigarette in his mouth didn't ever ash it; just let the cigarette ashes fall right on his belly.
Oh, that see, that's class.
Well, yeah, he just had hole. Like you should see, like every shirt had like this big giant. Like he was like 300 pounds, like this big belly, and he'd have a cigarette in the side of his mouth, and he would just let it ash onto his shirt, and he had holes.
But didn't it burn his stomach?
No, it just burned his shirt.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, through the shirt. Had a tank top underneath. Oh, yeah.
Really? So this is where you get it from?
Yeah, I'm a little hot. You made me laugh, so I started sweating a little bit. Now that I have caffeinated tea, finally.
Thank goodness. You get your heart.
My wife.
Your heart's racing. But you agree, right? Like, you could hear any drop at any moment, and it never loses its luster.
No. Like, there are certain drops when he plays them, I just instantly start laughing. Like, you singing Good Times is one of my favorites. You doing, let's take a look at that. I love that.
Let's get a little look at the traffic. And more often than not, they're making fun of me. You're going to say I asked a bad question? I'm going to step on your face right now. Let's go. You want to go? Let's go. We'll go all the way.
RJ, play the one where Dave describes like his night out.
We'll see naked ladies. We'll go to underground casino parlors. It never gets old. I told you. We could do the same segment tomorrow morning at 7, and you would laugh the same way. My gym is beautiful. I didn't even know that one. Kid Frost.
I'm Fred Astaire, baby.
Oh, that's a good one.
Oh,
I'm Fred Astaire, baby. Brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. Blah, 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 blah. We did some discussion. Oh, what's it? Here we go. Oh, God. See?
You are a drop. You've turned into a drop machine as well.
I don't know when this happened.
I'll step on your face.
That was like last week.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. No, no, you're not asking another question.
Just a quick one. Yes.
No,
or no,
no. No. Because you have numerous busters clock. Doing different things. Do you say anything funny? Do we have anything of him?
How about when Santiago did the Ghostbuster only?
Ghostbuster only.
Ghostbuster only. Ghostbuster only.
Oh, that is.
I used to get hit with a wooden spoon.
Mickey style.
Don't start with him. Really. Whew. Let's start with John. All right, let's settle down and let's get back into the sports and let's get back into the draft. Now, firstly, are we going to have, because you're sending, what, 24 cans of whipped cream today?
Yeah, no, 12. 12 today.
Oh, 12 today. Is there more? 12 today, that's it?
No, we're going to go like 12 today and then probably 12 tomorrow.
Okay. Are we going to have Mel to put a bow on the draft?
I mean, he said he would.
Yeah. RJ, what do you think? 7 o'clock hour tomorrow, Mel Kiper Jr.
I could check. We've been in discussion about midweek. I could see if he could bump it up a little.
Well, no, it doesn't. I mean, listen. I think once you get past Wednesday, it's too far. So it's got to be Tuesday or Wednesday. Wednesday the latest.
All right. Well, okay. Well, I'll ask you this then, so we could handle this right here, right now.
Okay.
So I had been talking to Mike Tannenbaum about coming on tomorrow.
Oh.
So do we just boot Tannenbaum? Or
here's what I would say, and Rick, you can chime in, of course, as well. I think that Mel is so draft-centric that he's more like of the essence to have sooner. Tannenbaum can go, you know, so many more things in football, bigger picture, looking towards the season. For my money, Mel tomorrow, Tannenbaum Wednesday.
So the plan's gone.
But I don't want to make that determination by myself. Rick, I'd like you to also involve.
Well, I think you're right. I think the essence of the draft is Mel. I think if we can get Mike T on Wednesday, that gives us an extra a day to kind of gas him up, see if anything funny happens on Wednesday.
Let's see what you did there.
They had 35 runs, 35 runs, 33 passes.
That's a professional. He battled right through that.
Right through it. He was in Vegas, you know.
Here's the thing, though, too. I would like to get Mel, RJ, before he starts dabbling in the canoeing and the multiple crab cakes. Yeah.
Lots of crab cakes. That answer, by the way, he took like 90 seconds just breaking down.
All the different crab cake places this summer eating crab cakes, hopefully.
All the different crab cakes this summer eating crab cakes, hopefully. Well, what else would he eat at the crab cake places?
I know. It's funny that my in-laws, they took my wife's grandfather out because he wanted wings. He's like, I'm dying for wings. Let's go for wings. Okay, we'll take you for wings. He sits down at the table and looks at the menu. He goes, you know what? I think I'm gonna have some shrimp.
I don't understand why people do that.
Like you said, we're at a wing house because you wanted wings. You can't get shrimp.
Yeah, shrimp. You might not live to see another day. You're getting shrimp at a wing house. It's a bad, bad idea. All right, 800-919-3776. We talk about Mel because the draft is now done, and we finally had our first calls. Now, not from this country, not from this continent, but we finally, from Israel, had our first calls of people that didn't love what the Jets did. I don't understand how you could sit here and tell me you don't love what they did. They got their top corner, their top receiver, what is considered to be an elite edge rusher in Jermaine Johnson, the best running back, and the second best tight end. How you could be not enthralled with what the Jets did in this draft, it, quite frankly, Rick, is beyond me.
Oh, and by the way, too, now, I mean, say what you want. I mean, Max Mitchell, I mean, at least you got a swing tackle, right? Swing tackle gives you at least some security.
Right.
And then that Michael Clemens kid now, I mean, I know there's a bunch of red flags, but as far as production is concerned, like if they can find a way to make that work.
Well, they took flyers, right?
Well, which is what you're supposed to do. But again, I think Connor Rogers, who you had on Saturday, because I used the app, boom, right in there. I think he said it best. The Jets are at a point now where it's like we don't just need guys, right? Like, I mean, the Giants are at that. They made 11 picks. Like, let's get some guys in here. They need some guys that can step right in. They need elite guys that can step in and make a difference right away.
And it feels like they got it. Here's Rich Cimini, ESPN Radio, saying they got much faster on the offense.
adds speed like with a Garrett Wilson, who was 4.38 at the combine. Then you get Breece Hall, who was 4.39 at the combine. You get two really important pieces there just to stretch the field, play the game in space. We know how the NFL is now. It's not 3 yards in a cloud of dust anymore. And I still think the Jets want to run the ball a lot, but now they can do it in different ways. And also to have guys on the perimeter like Elijah Moore and Garrett Wilson, I think it opens up their offense.
They have a lot of weapons. They really do. You have two running backs who are potential home run hitters.
Well, and you got Coleman back.
They re-signed Tevin Coleman. Tevin Coleman?
Yep. You got Ty Johnson.
Yep.
So you feel pretty good about that room.
Running backs.
Dude, how about Breece Hall had a 24-game streak with a rushing touchdown?
It's most ever.
Ever. And he's the first running back since the start of 2006 to have a sub-4.4 in the 40 and a 40-inch vertical at the combine.
Right. So you have, tight end was a barren position for a long time. You now have three. You have home run hitters at the receiver spot. Again, they have seemingly put everything in place where now you'll find out what you have in Zach Wilson.
And now they feel like they should start to win a little bit.
Or at least compete.
Well, yeah, but that's it. And I think if you're out there and you have, and there's not this huge... There's not this huge talent gap, and we're not sitting here talking about how young the defense is. Free agency, we addressed some positions, we added some veterans, right? You'll have Lawson back. You added Whitehead, like you added some nice pieces there, and then offensive side of the ball. If Becton comes back, hopefully he's figured this thing out and he's motivated. Now, the offensive line should be pretty good. You mentioned some of the skill position stuff. That now, if Zach Wilson can take that step. Because, he had that experience last year and, a lot of it wasn't great, but it looked like he kind of, started to turn the corner there towards the end of the season. Then, yeah, if week in and week out, you're gonna be competitive, then you'll find a way to win some of those games.
Sure you will. And ultimately, I don't even think it your season and the success is determined by wins. I think you'll know. I think you'll watch this team and say, last year, how many games were they couldn't even compete? They got destroyed. They played Buffalo. Like these games were a joke. They were non-competitive. You'll see if you take that step, even if it doesn't translate to winning games. I don't think that's the most necessary thing. I think it's the progress of Wilson and that this team just competes at a higher level than they did.
Yeah, I mean that has to be the bare minimum. Is that they have the ability to compete.
Now again, I don't want to win four games. But,
no, I don't think anyone. The expectation with the moves that Joe Douglas made, there is an expectation. Now it's not a playoff expectation, but there has to be a jump, and I don't care how good the AFC is.
Right, six plus wins, right?
Six, seven wins. Yeah,
yeah. I mean, listen, RJ discusses it all the time. What's the over under for the Jets? It's still
five and a half.
So it's not like it's wild, but yeah, six plus. If you go 7-10 and the right guys play well, you'd be very excited about this team at the end of the season.
If you go 7-10 and you look up at the end of the season and Zach Wilson had a good year, Garrett Wilson looks like a stud, Jermaine Johnson has had an impact, Breece Hall has played well, Michael Carter's continued to get better, Elijah Moore's continuing to get better.
Yeah, this was a tremendous success.
Well, here's the thing, though. They had, you said this before the draft. When you look at both these teams, they showed the records on the screens. Last 5 years, they've been the two worst teams record-wise in football, right? So they need, they need help everywhere. But the beauty, and I think why a lot of people, myself included, feel so good about how this draft unfolded is the positions of need, like the real positions of need that you looked at and said, in a perfect world, if we could get the best player on our board at these positions, we would love to do it, is kind of exactly what happened for both of these teams early in the draft.
I think they both did sensationally well. And I don't ever remember a year where we recapped the draft, ever, really, that you felt so good about both of the local teams and what they did.
And this is just, by the way, this is just where it starts. Like, now the hard work, now this is when the hard work takes place. Like, this is all the fun, you guys are excited, but this is, now it's on the coaching staff.
Yeah, now let's get to work. Now, DPHO Rothenberg is always presented by Progressive Insurance, and we've mentioned this throughout the show, and this is going to become kind of a staple because there are a lot of people that are tuning in for the first time since this has happened. We have a new app, and it's so simple to use, and it makes it so simple to take any show on the road live or the podcast or anything. So you go to the App Store, You download ESPN New York, you get the app, and now, boom, we are now with you everywhere that you walk, that you go, that you travel to, internationally, worldwide. I think even if you go to the moon, like, I think even if you go in one of the Elon Musk, like rocket ships, you can still bring the app, get all your favorite 98.7 radio shows and play-by-play streaming live, catch up on what you might have missed with the podcast from our show, the K-Show, and so much more. The all-new ESPN New York app available right now in the App Store and Google Play as well.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Thanks for listening to the DPetro and Rothenberg podcast.
And welcome aboard.
Catch the show on demand wherever and whenever you want. Just subscribe to us, rate us, and review us wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's spend a minute on the Giants, and then we'll get to the calls. Now, I think if I had to grade them, and again, we never know, I would give the Jets a little higher grade than the Giants. But I feel like the Giants did a great job. I thought they traded down beautifully. Gettleman never traded down, right? He did it for the first time ever last year, and many people thought it was Judge that pushed him to do that. And the Giants did it twice. They moved from their second-round pick, and they moved back, and they gained more picks. They got 11 in the draft. Some of them people love, some of them they did not. But 11 picks, so it's kind of the old adage, right? If the first two are home runs, and then some of the later-round picks pan out, the Giants wind up having done very, very well. So, again, I heard you making fun of it. People, oh, this kid from Kentucky. They loved him. So we'll find out what kind of player he is. The kid from LSU, they liked him as well, the corner. And I feel like the Giants did very, very well in this draft.
No, I wasn't making fun.
Which is fine.
No, I was busting chops. Like, I mean, how many people know or have seen Wandale Robinson play football?
I'm not lying to you, and I never do. I never had heard of him before they made that selection.
I think people were scratching their heads a little bit is just because of what we heard with the whole Kadarius Toney thing, right? Like, he hadn't shown up. Right, new coaching staff, they want to give out the playbook, hadn't shown up. I mean, there was some talk that they were answering phone calls. Maybe they would move him. Turns out he does show up, which was a good sign, but it seems like, and you said this on Saturday, I mean, it's a little repetitive to have Toney and now Robinson.
I think it is.
So, I mean, that was really, and then on top of that, when you look at what went after Robinson, I mean, I think a lot of people watch Alabama, so they know that, you know, Mechie's a good wide receiver. A job, and it's Baltimore now. So, you know, Ajabo coming off the Achilles, that's kind of a steal there when you look at where, you know, where he was supposed to go. And then you had a couple other wide receivers. You had the center from Nebraska, who's a good player. You had Sky Moore go to Kansas City. Alec Pierce from Cincinnati, he goes to Indianapolis. Trey McBride, look, I know that's the tight end that you liked. He goes.
Right, I did. And I guess they got the tight end they liked out of San Diego State. Look, I'm not going to tell you that I wouldn't, if you would have given me the option, preferred other receivers at that spot. But I think that until we see those other guys develop into stars and we see very little from the guy they drafted, I'm going to, and maybe this is the wrong tack to take, I don't know, I will give the Giants the benefit of the doubt.
Well, and I think you have to. I mean, at this point, it's his first draft. And I mean,
right. If this was a year ago and this was Gettleman, I would not have.
Well, of course not. Right, like, I mean, there's going to be, you're going to give him a little bit of a grace period, especially because you like the first two picks he made. And I mean, you're sitting here telling me you like how he manipulated the draft, like between the misinformation with the Kayvon Thibodeau stuff, and then deciding, okay, you know, we have, you know, all these different draft cards. If, you know, it's Aquanu and Neal because Stingley goes third, then we're going to take Thibodeau at five just because we don't want, you know, Carolina to trade out and then he's gone, and then we'll take. You know, we'll take Neal at seven. We feel good about that. I mean, they had a bunch of different trades lined up. They're moving around. They're nimble. They're flexible. Like, all the things that Dave Gettleman wasn't, it seems like Joe Shane is. So, right. Yeah, he deserves right now and today, he deserves, until we see how this whole thing pans out, the benefit of the doubt.
And that's all I'm saying. Ronnie and Tom's River. Good morning, Ron. You're on 98.7 ESPN, buddy.
Hey, guys. What's going on?
What's going on, Ronnie?
Not much. Not much. What do you got?
Awesome. I kind of disagree with you guys that Wandell and Tony are the same person. I think that they both can win off the line, and Daniel Jones needs easier throws to keep the chains moving and to gain confidence and keep the offense on the field. I really don't care who's a wide receiver, but their first steps, if you see highlights on Wandell and you see Tony's potential burst off the line, I think those are two players that can win off the line. We need winners in the wide receiver core. Slayton, what is he? He's like a one-trick pony. He just runs fly routes all the time. And Galladay, he has no separation skills. So I just think that this lights a fire under Tony's butt, okay, because, yeah, they can kind of be the same. But also this gives another player with quickness off the line that can create more space for Daniel Jones.
Listen, I hope you're right. I've heard, and again, who knows, that they're both kind of, you know, Swiss Army knife players, right? Kind of gadgety players where you can use them at running back or throw them screens or they can throw the ball, and maybe they're not like the prototypical wide receiver. But again, I'm going to wait and I'm going to see what he develops into. And if he's great, great. And if he's good, terrific. And if he stinks, then there's going to be a time that you can beat up this new regime for that selection.
Yeah, it just feels like in the moment, like this upcoming season with what you have, and how you would expect they would want to use Kadarius Toney, that would be more his, you know, that would be his role. But again, I mean, listen, Sterling Shepard took less money. He's coming back. Like, who knows what he is, you know, as far as the long-term future.
Right,
here
he's
with
coming
the
off an Achilles, so God knows what he's going to
do. Yeah, I mean, Kenny Galladay has to be better. Listen, I mean, Toney was hurt a lot, and he didn't catch, I mean, as explosive as he looked, I mean, him and Galladay combined for zero touchdowns catches.
Which is amazing.
So, yeah, I mean, they need help.
Well, now your receiving core is what? It's Galladay, it's Shepard, it's Slayton, it's Tony, and it's Robinson. You should be able to be okay with that.
Yeah, I mean, as long as the offensive line holds up.
Exactly. Exactly. Right? And that's the key. Because, were you more talented at a skill position player last year? Maybe. But the offensive line, again, stunk. The quarterback couldn't stay healthy, and you never got to see any of it. If the offensive line is better, it makes everybody better on this team. Shooter in Stamford. Shooter, good morning. You're on 98.7, buddy.
Morning, fellas. You guys are kind of talking about it already, but Daniel Jones, Zach Wilson, who do you think is going to have the better season, and did it change after this draft? And also, one quick drop. Come on, Billy, get out of here. Get to the chopper, Billy!
Yeah, but that's not a drop. That's not a drop we have.
He's making his own drop.
I like it. Oh, he's got the Karen one. Now he's got this one. Better quarter. Was that what he asked? The better quarterback
better
this
season? Yeah, who's the better
season? I would think it would be Zach Wilson.
I hope like hell it's Zach Wilson. I really do. I really do. To sit here and tell you Daniel Jones... Like, I mean, I would be lying just because I don't know if Daniel Jones is going to stay healthy for the entire season.
Well, you don't know that. And he's been here for, what, 3 years, and you've seen very little solid play from him.
Well, I mean, 3 years in his rookie year was his best year.
Right. So you've had two down years, two injury-plagued years, and Zach Wilson gave you 1 year. And listen, I'm not going to sit here and defend him. I didn't think he was great by any stretch, but he got better as the season went on. And now he has big-time weapons this season.
He's got much better weapons. Offensive line should be good. And
unknown, right? Like he still has a lot of unknown around him. Jones has some, but Jones has been here for 3 years.
3 years. And I think that, I mean, as far as, you know, arm talent and stuff like that is concerned, I think Zach Wilson is the more talented quarterback. And I think the one positive to come out of last year, and it wasn't necessarily because of Zach Wilson, it was more of what you saw from Mike White and even Joe Flacco. Was Mike LaFleur is a pretty good offensive coordinator. Like, he calls a pretty good game. So
I'm
moving forward now, as long as Zach Wilson starts to kind of really, you know, immerse himself in the playbook, it looks like he's, you know, traveling around trying to create relationships with his receivers and stuff, then, yeah, year two in the same system, he should benefit from that.
Yeah.
Because let's not forget, too, this is first, like, Daniel Jones has been around 3 years, and they've done him no favors. Again, he's learning a completely new system this year.
Another new system. And if you can't succeed with a better offensive line and a new coach who was really brought in to help you, I think it's fair to say you're gonna move in a different direction.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Thanks for listening to the DPHRO and Rothenberg podcast.
I'll give it to you whenever you want it.
Looking for more access to the show? Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at DR on ESPN.
I forgot about this, and I was wondering why RJ was so quiet today and feels very uninvolved in the show. You probably remember he went to Florida this weekend for a wedding.
All this guy does. It's like he actually it's like a side hustle is what
he's on the circuit.
Yeah, it's like, hey, we want the groom to look really tall. Let's hire this guy as the
best. Yeah, you don't know what I know.
You think they hire him as like a stand-in to make the groom feel better?
Yeah, he's the plus 2 inches.
So if you're like a 5'7" groom, you can hire RJ to make you like a giant. Is that what you're saying?
This guy, he must be 6 feet, this guy.
This guy, look at this. He's like 6'3". Who is that? Is that Manute Bol getting married? No. We just have a very little man next to him. So he appears to be a Manute Bol-esque figure. Is that Sean Bradley?
No. RJ, where were you in Florida? Nice.
Oh, yeah, down in the Tampa area.
Oh, anything crazy happened?
Why didn't you stop by at the in-laws?
Hey, you should have stopped by Doc's house to give you a nice adjustment.
Yeah.
Was he available? Actually, I could have stayed with him.
He probably would have let you.
He would have loved you. I mean, as we know, you are the most sports knowledgeable person at the station.
Still holding on to that, huh?
Oh, it's never going to go.
It seems that way.
Will we have any, will Thursday be like, did it happen in Florida and you saw it, like you
yes.
witnessed it happen
did
in Florida?
Did I do this in Florida last weekend?
I was on the streets doing research myself. I was out there, pounding
You're
the
tell me, that. Tell me you couldn't see that. Like RJ standing at a street corner, like looking up, taking notes, seeing if there's any story that he could tell for the show.
Like, hey, just going into Walmart to see if he can see anything crazy that's happening.
Yeah.
Just pull out a lawn chair and
Excuse me, sir, did you buy that or did you steal it? Those were huge fat people. Well, can you point me in a direction where I could find a story for Did It Happen in Florida, please?
Florida's a great place. It's like an amusement park.
Did you have a good trip?
I did. Nice and warm.
Do you never get to the point where you're like, enough with the weddings already, though?
Starting to get to that point. One or two a year I think is good. I think that's good. But this is a lot of the backlog from 2020. It's still kind of filtering out, I feel like.
RJ was like one of my last hopes for a bachelor party, and I didn't get the invite.
No, that's not true.
Yeah,
you can't invite me the day of.
No. This was months in advance.
By the way, he said that his friends would adore me more than you, that I would fit right in there.
There is no chance.
RJ, who would get along with your friends better, me or Rick?
I think you're more similar to them, Dave.
See? They don't understand you.
If that's the case, then I can't. There's no way I can flourish in this kind of environment.
There'd be two or three. They would never sleep. Somebody wouldn't make it back. You can't mix and match it because Dave has too many veteran tips for how to avoid the law and things.
Avoid the law?
I don't know what you do. Based
you think
on
John Dillinger? What do you mean avoid the law?
I don't fall for your okie dokes. You're like, oh, and based on your drug slogans last week, you know everything.
They're not slogans.
You know everything.
I'm not Nancy Reagan. What do you mean that's drug slogans?
You're talking about eight balls.
Yeah, you tried to throw us off the path. We know what you're doing.
You guys are out of your mind.
These aren't mine, officer. How would I know?
Let's
I thought
go.
It was an eight
you
ball
You
want to
go?
Marijuana.
Let's go. We'll go all the way. That's an eight ball of marijuana? I wasn't familiar with that phrase, officer. I'm sorry. Can I tell you a quick story? Did you hear
please.
What I was just telling the guys about Alex over the weekend?
No.
You of everyone I know, will love this story more than anybody that I have in my life. Are you ready for this?
I'm ready.
Lacrosse tournament Saturday. Two divisions. The winners of each division face off in a championship game. We win our division, and another club wins their division. We see them in the championship game. They're just better than we are. We fall behind 6-0. We lose 7-4. Better second half, but they're just better, whatever. Alex, I thought it was his best game of the tournament. Down 6-0, plays like an animal, great. And so much so that the other coach says to our coach, who is that number two on the team, right? So plays terrifically. It ends, long day, warm day. They played four games. Everyone's tired. It's late. The Mets are starting. I'm like, all right, can we please go? Sherry's like, I got all these bags. Help me back to the car. Let's go. He turns to us. I'm not going yet. What do you mean you're not going yet? I want to go over and watch their medal ceremony. Why do you want to watch their medal ceremony? I want to see how they celebrate, and I want it to pain me to fuel me. I'm like, he's 11, Rick.
Kid's an animal. I love it.
He's 11.
Now, this is what you've done to him, though. This is what you've created. This is the animal that you've created, and I love it. I respect that.
So he goes over, and he's not like standing on top of them. They wouldn't even know he was watching, but he's watching it and welling up, and the tears are about to pour out of his eyes as he's watching them get their medals.
And he'll remember that feeling for the rest of his life.
Oh, my God. I mean,
because it's the worst feeling. Worst.
But he's 11.
No, I know it's 11, but that's, I mean, listen, and who knows how it's going to turn out. But, I mean, I'm impressed with the fact that he realizes, like, if he wants to get the most out of what he's doing because he loves it that much, then something like that, I mean, if he can use it as fuel to make sure that doesn't happen again,
I told you you would love it. I told you would love it. I'm not wrong, right? You love that.
No, I love every second of that. I'm not even joking, dude. Like, I had, like, people ask me this all the time. Like, it doesn't matter what it is, just, like, about my career and things that happened in my career. And it's like, I can't even remember a lot of the stuff. And everything that I remember, like I could just be in that moment. It's always the bad stuff. Always.
But I think that's just kind of a lot of people's DNA.
I don't know about that. I don't know if it's everybody's DNA. Because I play with a lot of guys that just, like, yeah, they lose a game, have a bad game, and it's like, and I was kind of jealous of this because I wish I could just brush it off and then get back and just kind of, like, nothing ever happened. But I play with a lot of guys like that.
Yeah, well, maybe so. I don't know. My DNA is the and I've seen a lot of great moments, right? I saw the Rangers win the Cup in 94, the Giants win a Super Bowl over an undefeated team, the Giants win the Super Bowl in 86 where they hadn't won in 30-plus years, but the bad things still haunt me. They still do. Bobby in Saratoga. Good morning, Bob. You're on 98.7 ESPN.
Good morning, Dave. Morning, Rick. I just wanted to, first off, I want to thank you guys because you guys are giving me, I'm going through a few rough things right now, so it's been nice to actually get some laughs in this morning. And just to stay with the positive vibe, it's been great listening to all the positive stuff after it seems like we've done a 180 in the last couple of months. With the Giants and the Jets, how bad they were, and then we had the Knicks and the Nets. It was all negative, and now all of a sudden we got the draft. The Giants are positive. The Yankees and the Mets are doing great. Obviously the Jets, and we got the Rangers in the Stanley Cup playoffs, so it's everything seems to be positive as far as New York sports goes. So
more
thank
positive.
You guys. It's been great.
Well, thanks, Bobby. I'm glad we can, you know, give you some semblance of laughter and fun nowadays. I would agree. I don't think all positive, Rick, but I would say trending in the right direction with the New York sports. Is that fair?
Yeah, I think, I mean, at the moment, right? I mean, with what the baseball teams are doing, we just got through.
And Yankees you have to feel really good about. Jets and Giants today you feel really good about. Now, I don't know when we get to September, October that we feel great about that, but right now you do. Knicks, I don't know that I feel that positive.
Well, I think, but what he's saying is, you missed his point, that after what we just had with the Knicks and then the disaster that was the Nets' first round against Boston, it's nice where Yankees are in a good spot, 9 in a row, Mets have won every series that they played, Jets, everyone's happy with their draft, seems like, you know, Giants fans are happy with their draft, we got the Rangers kicking it off tomorrow night with a real good chance to win this first series. That's good.
How about this? This is nasty. This is Wally C. I think you're going to be very angry at him. This is a big problem. He's 11. Wait until he hits puberty, for God's sakes. He's going to be an absolute mental midget. No joke. Get the kid a shrink right now.
No. I disagree with that.
You take umbrage with Wally C.
I take offense to that. Yeah, I mean, it doesn't matter how old the kid is. Like, there are certain, like, any parent will know, like, when your kid starts, it could be his first time playing soccer. Like, yeah, the kids don't know what they're doing, but you can tell, like, there are certain things that you can't teach your kid. Like, you know, how aggressive your kid is. And that's one of the things that you can't, like, you can't teach your kid what happened in that moment, that he felt like it was, you know what, I want to make sure that I don't feel like this again. I don't think that means the kid's going to go crazy. I just think the kid, it means a lot to him, and I appreciate
that.
It means
a lot to him. I think it means a lot to him. All right, a Mets point I want to get into in just a moment, and then this Scherzer story, which I think is somewhat funny, and I think you'll get a laugh out of it. Ira in Staten Island. Good morning, Ira. You're on 98.7 ESPN.
Hey, good morning, Dave. Good morning, Rick. And yeah, a lot of positivity, and especially with the Jets. I mean, I got to give it to Douglas. You know, he killed it. And listen, you know, like you said, what Samini said, and the offensive skill position players, there's no more excuse now. Now it's on the head coach and it's on the quarterback, and they got to grow together and they got to get this right. I'm not putting a win total here. Let's see what happens. Defensively, I like what they did. Getting the running back, to me, that's like a Lamont Jordan type of powerful running back they could get. So if you put the whole package together, the only thing Douglas has to do now to kind of put a cherry on top is get a veteran insurance policy for Becton. Once you do that, maybe in June you get a linebacker that's cut just to give him a little more depth. I think this roster is ready to go. And you know what? We'll see how it goes. You never know. That's 5.5. I'm going to go over that for sure. But at the end of the day, you know, many Jets fans, they kill the Jets. And me too. I mean, the drafts have been horrible, horrible, horrible. But if you look at decades, probably, I'm not sure how old you guys are, but back in the 70s, you know, they had the Lyons-Gastineau draft. They had the Klecko draft. I mean, 77, 78, 79, they killed it in the draft. And that's why they were good in the early 80s. And then same thing happened with 2000. Let's hope that last year's draft and the potential of this year's draft is going to lead us into a nice decade of Jets football.
You would hope so. You know, it's amazing. Thanks for the call, Ira. And I say this, it all boils down to the quarterback. If he's good, you're going to have probably a very good decade of football for the Jets. If he's not good, a lot of these signings ultimately won't matter all that much.
No, you'll be back to square one. I mean, the one thing I'll say about Zach Wilson, too, is at a certain point, like, I love how, you know, you want to show off how good your arm is, and you want to prove to people that, you know, when things break down and in the plays off schedule, you can make it work. But that's, I don't need to see a majority of that again this season.
Like, no.
Run the offense.
Stick to the script a little bit.
Yes, run the offense, make the plays, and then if all hell does break loose, we know you're capable of doing it. You showed us that
plenty. Listen, I don't have an issue with if there is a play that happens where you're flushed out of the pocket, you're going to roll right and throw it 60 yards downfield once in a while, fine. I don't want that to be the offense. What's the play? You drop back and just whatever happens, happens.
Yeah. No. I mean, there has to be, again, I think that was one of the things that really stuck out last year was that, you know, the difference between when, you know, he was playing the position and then, you know, Mike White, who, as far as game experience is concerned, doesn't have all the game experience, but at least he's been around. So he does have some experience, and he came in, he ran the offense, was making accurate throws, getting the ball in playmakers' hands. And you saw good things happen, which I think was a positive probably for Zach Wilson. But here's the thing, Dave. I mean, this is rubber meeting road time for Joe Douglas, too. Let's not get it twisted, right? He got put in a weird spot, right? Comes in, inherits a team. Draft was already done. McKagan screwed that up, and then he inherits the coach. Well, you hired your coaching staff, and you just drafted last year. You drafted your quarterback. So it's time now.
It's time. It's time to take, and again, it doesn't have to be a huge step. It's time to take the step. Now, next offseason, heading into the following year, I think you're going to need some real results. But this year, take the next step. Now, I want to say something about the huge series. There's a huge baseball night here. Yankees, Toronto, litmus test. They've won a lot of games. They've been very good lately. Now they play a very good team on the road. So that's for starters. I'm going to say this, and I think you're going to yell at me, but I stand by this. Mets are 6 games up on Atlanta. Now, I'm not calling anything done, nothing. I know we have a ton of season left. But if you're the Mets and you can win 3 out of these 4 games, Rick, you get to Thursday, You have an 8-game lead over Atlanta in the division. That's a big number to be sitting here early May with.
Yeah, it's a big number, but I would also tell you, I mean, look at what the Braves did last year.
I'm not saying you can't completely fall apart. All I'm saying is it feels different, and if you can win 3 of 4 and you're up by 8, that's a sizable number.
That's a nice number. It's a good spot to be in. I mean, listen, just keep winning series, man.
Winning series.
What this thing is about.
Yep, just keep winning series. So, yeah, big sports night tonight. Now, I don't know what you were locked in on last night. Were you an ESPN Ravage David Cohn broadcast? Were you a K-Rod broadcast? Or were you an amalgam of both?
Do we need to ask that question?
I think you were locked in on K.
K-Rod.
Okay.
It's funny. They actually call Joey Gallo's bat the K-Rod.
Why? Oh, now I see. That's
there you go.
All right.
Oh, stop.
So they put a I guess like a
graphic.
List.
Yeah, it was a graphic, like a list.
Oh, you saw it?
I did.
Of Max Scherzer's favorite things. And at first glance, I was like, well, whatever, it's fine. And now at second glance, I looked at it, I was like, wait a minute, hang on a second. Then and now. So when he broke into Major League Baseball, his favorite college basketball team was Kentucky. Now it's Duke. We might very well have a fraud on our hands.
Yeah, I don't think college basketball fans are happy with that.
How can your favorite team be Kentucky and now your favorite team is Duke?
Well, see, that's the thing. I don't know how that changes. Like, I can understand how some of the other things have changed as you get older.
Sure.
But, I mean, I don't know, like how much of a basketball fan were you if...
You're a fraud! No. You're all fraud!
Now, listen, I don't care, right? Ultimately, it doesn't matter to me, but I'm just saying, like, if Max Scherzer is going to give us his, you know, fandom perspective, he very well might be a giant fraud.
That answer feels like it. I'm going to give him the benefit of the doubt, though, because he's Max Scherzer, and I'm happy he's a Met.
All right, so dream date, and I agree with that. Dream date, Britney Spears, then, now, he'd rather not answer. This is the one that struck me as really bizarre.
At that point, don't you say your wife, though? I mean,
your wife. That would be appropriate, but clearly that's not the answer. But we don't need to dive into that. Right? That's his personal business, fine. Hobbies, then, video games, and television. Fine, yep. I think that's reasonable. His current hobby? Parenting. Rick, parenting is not a hobby.
Well, I think what he means is it takes up all his time away from the field is spent parenting.
Well, that's not what they say. The question is, what is your hobby?
Well, I mean, what's your hobby? Do you have any hobbies, really, besides driving your kids around to sports?
Yeah, no, yes. I love sports. Sports, I think, would be a hobby of mine. Yes.
Yeah, I don't know if I would use the word hobby.
I don't consider parenting to be a hobby.
Yeah, it's not. I don't think it's supposed to be a hobby. I think maybe he just didn't. Like, maybe he was kind of pointing to the fact that he doesn't have any hobbies because he's parenting the rest of the time.
I mean, you're really giving this guy the benefit of the doubt.
Well, I mean, that's I don't have any. I mean, what's my hobby? I don't have any hobbies, but
you know that's not true. You love food. You're a foodie.
No,
a whipped cream connoisseur.
Well, no, but that's part of my that's connected to work. The whipped cream.
How about coaching hockey? Would you say that's a hobby?
Oh yeah, I mean, I guess
right.
So. Yeah,
coaching all right.
Hobby. Yeah,
so. I'm sorry. Parenting is not a hobby.
No, I don't. Yeah, you're right. I know what he means, but I don't know if I would put it in the hobby category. Like favorite thing to do.
That's different.
Different.
That's different. But a hobby, I don't know. It felt very strange.
The only thing that stayed the same was that his favorite meal is chicken wings.
He loves chicken wings. And you
everything
know what he gets at the
changed.
Chicken wing restaurant? Shrimp.
That's like my dad the other day. Everyone's getting like, what do you want for lunch? He came down to see the kids. What do you want for lunch? Ah, burger. Are you going to have, okay, you want fish? What do you want? I'll have the tuna BLT. I'll have the.
God's sake. You ever go to a diner with like, and they have the counter thing, and then you're with a buddy, and it's like, what do you want? And everyone's like, I'll get a tuna melt. I'll get, you know, and then your friend's like, I'll have the clams casino. You're like, what are you doing?
My dad got deathly ill because we were like.
You know what? I love him. I wouldn't wish this, but of course, he deserved to get deathly ill.
We're at like some sports bar and everyone's like, yeah, burger, wings, I'll have this. My dad goes, I'll have, yeah, give me the blackened catfish nuggets.
Exactly. I mean, you know what he wanted? He wanted to spend time in the bathroom is what he was absolutely desperate for. All right, let's go. Santi, have at it, my friend.
Today's 3 stars.
Poor Rick's dad spending all that time in the bathroom. Feel terrible.
Number 3.
you know, Max Scherzer's fraudulent list aside, things are coming up very, very good in New York sports lately. New York Mets winning all their series, Yankees on this 9-game winning streak. Excellent, excellent draft weekend for both the Jets and Giants. Things are looking good.
Number two.
Clearly demonstrated that Alex is learning very well from Dave. He's sitting, he's watching people get their trophies to get motivated. Dave, has Alex seen The Last Dance?
Yeah, I'm sure he's seen at least parts of it. I don't know
he doesn't go to dances. He stays home and watches sports.
Excellent point. Excellent point. I just have this vision of him like sitting like Michael Jordan in the locker room, just gripping the baseball bat and just in a threatening manner. This could get ugly, Dave. Well,
it's a passionate child.
Very passionate for an 11-year-old.
Number one.
Oh, our guy RJ. Wedding season is over. Well, travel destination wedding season is over. He's back from Florida. Excellent effort from our producer here on DPHO and Rothenberg.
I thought he was a little quiet today, to be honest.
Yeah, very quiet.
You don't know what he knows, and you don't do what he does.
He saves money. Him and Ange actually share a seat on the plane to save money.
Terrible.
He's a support animal. All right, let's bring
in
Keyshawn.
By the way.
What?
Oh, okay, no, I'll tell you tomorrow. I'll save it.
I don't know.
No, I'll save it tomorrow.
All right, Keyshawn, KJM joins us here on 98.70 ESPN. The show comes your way in just moments. Key, Jets, Giants had phenomenal drafts. Let's start with the Jets. I'm seeing here that you think the Jets might have had the best draft of anyone in the NFL, huh?
Wow, you guys finally got it right, calling me Key and not Keyshawn. Great, I love it. I'm hyped. I'm ready to go. Yes, I talked to you guys, I think, on Friday, correct? Was it Friday I was with
Friday,
you?
Friday, yep.
Yes.
Yeah,
yep.
And so on Friday, I had him as number one with Sauce Gardner, along with Garrett Wilson and Jermaine Johnson. Then when we go into day two, they went out there and just killed it. Right? They moved up. They get Breece Hall. They got the tight end out of Ohio State. Then they get another tackle in the fourth round on Max Mitchell. Then they grab another edge rusher out of A&M. I mean, it's just like whatever they're doing it right. And I think it's for the future. It's not for today. It's all young players that can grow, and it buys them time to really be something special 2 to 3 years from now. If Mike LaFleur and Robert Saleh and Zach Wilson can get it together. If those three can get it together, I think the Jets will be phenomenal, especially on the defensive side of the ball. That's Robert Saleh. Robert Saleh's supposed to be the defensive guy, right?
Yeah, he is. And now they have some pieces there on the defensive side of the ball. Key, now, I mean, you just mentioned it. The biggest thing for this team moving forward is Zach Wilson. I know it's only a one-year sample size, but from you know, what you saw in his first year, do you have the hope that he will figure out and kind of make that jump here in the second year?
Well, you got to have the hope, but it's a major incomplete, right? You just didn't, what you saw, flash here, flash there, but then that flash one or two doesn't erase a lot of the mistakes that was made early on. I don't like the inconsistency. Is Mike LaFleur on the floor? Is he upstairs? Is he downstairs? Who is it? Is it Beck that's going to be helping with the quarterback? Like, it's just too much. They've got to organizationally get things done from a structural standpoint to allow this young man to succeed. He's a little frail. I'd like for him to get in the weight room. I want to see what his body looks like in training camp. Did he get I don't know, some more muscle mass? Or is he still looking like he's 17 years old?
All right, Key. Obviously a big show coming up today for you guys. Draft recap, NBA, all sorts of stuff. Give us a little rundown. What can we expect starting in just moments here on 98.7 ESPN?
Well, we're going to talk about the winners and the losers, obviously. The Giants are falling in there somewhere. I'm not going to tell you where, but in that top six winners of the NFL draft, you know, we'll have Dan Orlovsky on there. What do you guys want to hear us talk about, though?
Oh, I like this. I'd love it. We could choose what you guys discuss.
I like winners and losers.
Tell me.
I love winners and losers.
We like winners and losers. You know what else I would like? I'd like you to go punch Jay Williams in the head. Is this correct that he is saying Draymond should have gotten thrown out of the game yesterday?
I mean, you know, Jay he gonna play to what he believes in because he's an NBA guy and he sees it one way and he thinks that a guy is reputation is not in play here. I think it is. But Jay knows basketball way more than me and what the do's and the don'ts are. I personally think that he should have still been playing in the game because I see where he was trying to hold the guy up. I won't punch Jay in the head. Have you seen Jay's head? His head is hard.
And you better toughen him up, though.
So if I was to punch him in the head, I'd break my hand. That would be as dumb as hitting a helmet.
Yeah.
You better toughen him up, though, Key. I don't like your chances. I ain't Bart. When was the last time Bart skipped neck day? Never. You know how he's going to play on this 2-on-2.
Bart is one of them dudes that barks. All he does is barks and don't bite.
I can't wait for
this. I don't pay any attention to Bart Scott in athleticism. Trust me, he played linebacker.
Oh, those are shots. All right, Key, have a great show. We'll be listening, and we'd like to program the show moving forward. We'll talk to you, buddy.
All right, buds.
There you go. And now for us, it's Rule 76.
No excuses, play like a champion. It's DPHO Rothenberg and
everybody
on 98.7 ESPN.
Thanks for listening to the DPHO and Rothenberg podcast. Listen live weekday mornings from 5 to 8 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN.